Related to studying the Word of God, studying the mystery of the gospel, and the 20th century application to timeless instruction. Tonight, we'd really like to start off with a prayer, and that is that Father God, please bless all of the people who are listening this evening, that our hearts and minds and souls and spirits will be open, Lord, to your word and your instruction through the word of the Bible. We thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, and today being Mother's Day, we thank you for all the mothers in the world and how much the mothers have done for all the children on the planet. Being a mother is such a selfless, unrewarded job, and we just want to honor all the mothers tonight and thank them for their effort and how much they love their children. And some extra love for the moms tonight, God. And please, God, forgive us for all the sins that we committed to this moment in time. We ask, God, that each person that's listening that truly has a genuine, repentant heart, that you would forgive us, God, because we all sin against you, but we strive to know you better. We strive to learn more about you, and we strive to share your truth and your love and your word in this lost and dark world. We God ask that you would help us to unite as people in prayer in your name, so that we can pray together that God, you would help us change this dark, lost world, and that God, we would be able to take your word and follow your commands and have people understand that we are instructed to follow your commands, and that you would guide us, God, through your word and through our obedience to your word, to help change what we see out here in this world, and to encourage the people around us that are part of your family as we speak, God, that they would get more eager and aggressive in their walk with you, and they'd learn more and try to strive to do the best they can to follow your commands, because it's awesome to have your love, God. It's awesome to know you and to have been called from you. It's an absolute privilege to know our Lord. It's a privilege to have a Bible. It's a privilege to know and see the Word of God. And the Bible says, blessed are the ears that hear what you hear, and blessed are the eyes that see what you see. And we thank you so much for yourself and your love and Jesus that you sacrificed for us so much. And we pray for all this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. Speaking of sacrifice, tonight I'd like to just start off with thinking about Mary and how the Blessed Mother was given the task of this child was brought upon her and brought to her. Imagine in her day when she proclaimed that there was the Immaculate Conception, how people must have reacted to that, because not everybody, I'm sure, was a super big fan of that plan. And imagine that for the early years of Jesus, that this is a woman who stayed faithful to God, and, you know, in the face of just so much adversity. I mean, there had to be people that said that she was lying and things of that nature through her rearing Jesus and bringing him up, all the way to the point of watching her son be crucified on a tree, and how much love that she had for him, and she stayed faithful to God and his word and her son. And there's just an amazing example of what mothers can and will do for their children. And so we're super grateful that she stayed faithful to her task that was given her. The Bible talks about what is our lot in life, and I'm quite sure that was a heavy burden and a tough road to hoe for many times of her in her life. So again, here we are at KCEO Radio, AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, and we're studying the mystery of the gospel. We consider this program to be a miracle in motion, and the reason for that is that we are using pure scripture to guide us and direct us. We're here to share God's truth and God's word. And when we do look into our Bible, read our Bible, and understand the commands of God and follow His rules, we know He is the one who gives us life. We know He's the one who is the master, the greatest creator of all time, and the greatest force there ever was and ever will be. And so we just want to share the truth with each other and try to follow His rules the best we can. And when we do that, according to the Word of God, it is literally a miracle in motion, because God is miraculous, just His being alone. So we do call it Keeping It Real here at KCEO Radio. And we'd like to tonight, we're going to go to the phone lines. And if there's anyone out there who has a anonymous prayer request or something heavy on their heart or praise report, we encourage you to call in. If you do have a need for a Bible, we use here at the 11th Hour Ministries what's called the NIV, or New International Version of the Bible. And so we'd encourage you right now to get any version of the Bible you may have. But we do use the New International Version here. And we'd also like to let people know that if you don't have a Bible, if you need a Bible, we don't have any sponsors here at the 11th Hour Ministries. We don't take your money. We don't ask for donations. And the reason for that is we are so grateful to the Lord, and we're so eager to have His truth heard and known, that it's just something that we do with joy, is to serve our Lord. And so if there is anyone who needs a Bible, we'd be glad to send you what's called the Bible Promise Book. If you would go to www.11thhourministries.net and drop us a line, we'd be glad to send you a copy free of charge of this Bible Promise Book. And basically it outlines different categories, but in each different category there is a scripture, pure scripture, just right from the Bible. So it's only a book that outlines categories and then what scriptures apply to that category right through the book. So there's no interpretation of man in this book. It's pure scripture, and that's why we love it. So tonight, as we were talking about, it's Mother's Day, and we're so grateful to all the moms that have raised us, and like I said, it's such a selfless job. And the Bible in many ways talks about what the chore or job that a mother has, and the things that we are super clear that tells where a mom is being godly is, the Bible tells us to consider others in front of ourselves. And just imagine how many times in our lives that our mothers have done things where they've considered us as children in front of themselves, how much of a sacrifice they've made for us, how many times regarding their own comfort, that they have done things for us. They may have been sick or tired, or many, many different circumstances in our lives where moms have just done what needed to be done in front of their own will or their own comfort. And for this, we're grateful. But it is absolutely biblical to consider others in front of yourselves, and also to serve one another in love is another scripture. And so we know that, you know, moms serving their children and their family in love is such a scripturally based event as well. And so we're so grateful for those type of behaviors. Thanks to all the moms in the world. So at this point in time, we're going to tonight open the phone lines. As I said, it's KCEO Radio, AM 1000. The phone number here at the 11th Hour Ministries is 760-720-5236. That's 760-720-5236. The one thing I'd like to mention is that anyone in this program is aired from the Vista area of North County, so basically north of San Diego, California. For those who are listening live on the radio, we're broadcasting to you, but there's many people actually listening on the radio, on the computer this evening at kceoradio.com. And so anyone who is in the North County, San Diego area, we super highly recommend what's called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And they're located in Oceanside, California. Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. What an awesome place to worship our Lord. We encourage you to find a church that is Bible reference church, a church that reads scripture to you and encourages you to go and seek the truth in scripture on your own as well. Bible study, Bible home-based study classes, outreach programs. This is a place where God is alive and well. It's a place where I happen to be a member. And we just super encourage people to find themselves a Bible-based church, a scripturally sound church. And for the people in North County, as I said, Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, their website is www.lightcc.org for more information. They have great, amazing Christian school, child care, amazing, amazing. God is alive and well in this church. And if you want to feel, just walk in the door and you'll feel a lot of God's love right as soon as you walk in the door. So once again, we're going to open the phone lines at 760-720-5236. And tonight we're going to go into a topic, which is the news. And we do this every once in a while here at the 11th Hour Ministries, is we're going to just go into the current and local news. And so we actually here consider ourselves peaceful warriors for God. And the reason why is because the Word of God and the Scripture that we know is to follow the commands of the Lord, etc. We want to take a look at what's happening around us and really look at what kind of life world that we live in. So the 11th Hour News is, first we're going to start off with world news. And what we know about our world now is that the Bible clearly talks about that there will be famine and disease and all kinds of plagues and things of this nature. And when we look at the AIDS epidemic, it's just gotten to biblical proportions, frankly. It's such a sad thing to see how our world has gone in the direction of people who are just being attacked by the darkness, by Satan, and actually plagues that God will bring upon us for our lack of behavior according to His Word, by our defiance, by our unwillingness to repent. God promises that many things of harm will come to us if we're not obedient to Him. So we have AIDS and disease, and look at the war that is still currently going on and how many innocent people are dying, and what a tragedy. But there's just this war alone doesn't even scratch the surface of how much inhumane behavior goes on around our world. And there's starvation. There's in Congo, we heard the story recently about the soldiers who rape women thinking that they're going to get more power to be greater warriors. They're pillaging in these villages, and we have school shootings and people who, this one man goes into a Jewish synagogue recently and guns down people in this just because he has a bone to pick with the war. He walks into a Jewish facility in America and guns people down. There was a sort of story recently of a man who kept his child as a sex slave for 24 years in his basement. And, you know, these are the signs of the times. That's basically what it boils down to. The gas prices currently, we all know how that affects us, and the food prices. It's really, really such a very disturbing thing to know that this food crisis that's going on right now is affecting so many people in so many ways. We have actually a worldwide food crisis taking place. And once again, that God talked about famine and things of that nature. And so for us that read our Bibles and follow the commands of the Lord the best we can, it's a rude wake-up call to the world. This is something we should really pay attention to. There's no question that we are in the very desperate times here in the world. We go to sports, and we know that there's all kinds of stories of steroid use and lying about steroid use. And the dog fighting and gold medals being revoked and things of that nature. It's just been really sad to see. In the community, we have homeless people that they're now ticketing for being homeless on the street corners. That's tough to see because these people are down on their luck. And the Bible clearly says, be careful to entertain strangers, for you never know which one is an angel. And so I'd encourage everyone to be very careful and to keep that scripture in heart and in mind when you're traveling through your endeavors during each day, is consider that God has a plan for us all. But when he says to be careful to entertain strangers because you never know which one's an angel, do you know what an angel looks like? I sure don't, but I also I pay very close attention to all the people around me and who God puts in my life, whatever shape and size and color, and whether they're homeless or not, there's a spirit there that's God's child, and we should be always paying attention to the people around us. There's murder and strife and poverty. There's rape and jail overcrowding. Now we go to weather. The firestorms that are now coming back to our California region. We just saw this last week that tornadoes are raking across America, wreaking havoc from the Midwest all the way to the East Coast. We know this giant cyclone, which has killed approximately 100,000 people from latest reports, and tsunamis. There's drought, hurricanes, and flooding. So these are all things that are biblical that God says will come from a world that is not obedient to him. The politics issue, this one for me is very difficult because it's really hard to watch. We see each of the politicians carefully trying to undermine each other right before our eyes. And there's we've been told of so much corruption. We see so many stories of corruption on all levels of politics, lies and deceit and false promises. And it's just really sad. And we pray that, you know, these things can be straightened out by people who follow the Lord. In entertainment, there's a lot of things that are taking place in our world, the programs that promote filth and immorality. We don't need to go into which specific ones they are, but one place I think that entertainment could be is actually being served well is Dr. Phil program. The only thing about Dr. Phil that I'd like to see different in that program is that if he would add scripture to the events that take place and the interaction between people on his show, he's made it very clear that he loves God and he's a Bible, he's a Christian. But I think to be politically correct, Dr. Phil is, his sponsors may refrain him from using scripture and things of this nature. He does bring preachers on, which actually promote that. But we've encouraged Dr. Phil, if anyone ever would get a word into him from this program, or if he ever would tune in, is that we would ask him to just really know that he has such an awesome platform to be dealing with our troubled world in, and the only true cure to our troubled world is pure scripture. So there's common sense resolutions to issues, but we still we'd like to see Dr. Phil go on to use scripture in according with his programming, and there would be a new world ahead. That's a very powerful man, and we love his program. Just a little bit more scripture going on, but then let's go into local news. We have the SDSU drug bust for us in San Diego, and I'm sure this is a nationwide story, has been very disturbing. Here's a situation where Dr. Weber, who's the president of SDSU, he got connected with the police and the narcotics people, the DEA, and apparently there was all kinds of outrageous drug sales going on his campus. And so here's a man who, in the face of what some schools purposely ignore or try to cover up the woes of the dark side of a campus, this Dr. Weber, who's a local a local member of our society here in San Diego, had such courage to go to the DEA and the federal authorities and to set up a sting operation to shut down this drug organization and the network. And what I found amazing on the local news was that he said clearly that the people who were involved here had no idea how much damage they were doing. And if they would ever stop to think about it, they were really actually obviously only motivated by money. But imagine how much damage that they've done or people who do sell drugs do to so many people in so many ways. And it's just Satan's tool. Frankly, it's without a question one of his best hooks to have people fall and be broken and shattered. And he also went on to say that these folks who were selling the drugs were supporting a servant of death, which I thought was mind-boggling. There were two people who died through these events. And so I just wanted to, you know, bring all this stuff to your attention. There was currently in the news also is a story about locally here to San Diego was a SEAL that ended up having a net around his neck. And that was really a disturbing thing. I don't know, for those folks who are listening that heard it, to know that, you know, people in this world today have taken the stewardship that we've been given from our God and to have made red tape and rules that handcuffs even the organizations that wanted to try to help to fix the issue with the SEAL and its net around its neck. It's just it was very disheartening to see that it had come to a place where a SEAL sat on a beach with a net around its neck, a man-made device that it was not able to free itself from, and that our world was blocking the saving of the SEAL. And so eventually there was a release of this net around the SEAL's neck, and it's caused quite a stir. So here on the 11th Hour Ministries, we just like to, you know, promote that the fact is that God, all animals are God's creatures, and we all live by a standard either set by man or by God. And the releasing of that critter is one thing I'm quite sure of when we're talking about Mother's Day today, is that there is one happy SEAL mommy out there somewhere because her little baby SEAL is free. And so did anyone ever think about the mom of the SEAL that had to sit there and watch the SEAL with the net around its neck and how hurt and saddened she was to see a man-made device around that little baby SEAL's neck? Frankly, if the SEAL had been harmed by another creature, that's, you know, of course, the circle of life, and I wouldn't expect a man to have intervened, but considering man created the issue, we're just glad that that man was able to intervene to resolve the issue. And so tonight I'd also like to mention that I'm sitting actually next to my nephew, and his name is Jay. This is our 14th program, and Jay actually has been with us since the beginning of this endeavor, the 11th Hour Ministries, and he's now on our 14th show. We've really just started to get involved with talking to Jay, and last week we talked about some of his feelings of how God's moved powerfully in his life. So during the program at any time, you're going to be hearing from Jay as well, who, as like I said, is my nephew, but he's an awesome young man who loves our Lord. And so we're going to be opening the mic to Jay as well. But one scripture that I'd like to go into that matches up to the Mother's Day anthem is, while we're speaking on this topic, is that there are rules for Christian households. And in Colossians 3:18, this is kind of a tough scripture for those who don't really pay attention really close to what God's trying to tell us, but it's really purely the relationship that God expects in a marriage that helps perpetuate goodness from it. The scripture reads as follows: like I said, it's 3:18 rules for Christian households. The first thing that our society has been bucking against for so long, women's lib and all these type of things, is the scripture that I guess is the most controversial of our time is rules for Christian households. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord. That's a tough scripture. There's enough controversy in that particular one line of scripture that could cause quite a stir. And I'm going to read it again. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. And God basically asks that women would submit to their husbands. And this is something that's become such a controversy. But right after that, listen to what he says right behind it. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. And Jesus, God, what really they want that wives would to, that husbands would love their wives as Jesus loved the church. And the standard of what God is asking for out of a husband is so high that he demands that a man treats a wife just like how Jesus loved the church. And so when you have wives submit to your husbands, God is asking for a structure. And really what we need to know is that without structure in our lives and in our world, according to the Bible and according to the Word of God, there is very little chance of a successful human experience. But it goes on to say in Colossians 3:20, it says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. So for those children who are listening out there this evening, we would like to let them know that it's important to be following the rules that your parents laid down for you. Parents love you very much, and so it's really what God wants of us to have children obey their parents. And we see in this world today where there's so many that are really defiant, very, very defiant, and it's a very sad thing, but it really all comes from they're not being biblically aligned either as children or parents or guided properly or following their guidance properly. But it all reverts back to the Bible, and that's why we're here to encourage the Bible to help sort those things out. It goes on to say, fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes are on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity in your heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Imagine that. Our Lord does not give favoritism, and he's asking, you know, there's a structure in family, and we really hope that somewhere along the line in this program that we were able to see people follow a family structure that's really healthy, comes from the Bible. That's the way success, all these relationships that are struggling and failing and things of that nature. We super encourage people to get with mom, read your Bible, follow the rules of the Lord, respect your mother, do the things that would please our Lord in all of what you do. Very simple is that, you know, we can ask ourselves every day, what would Jesus do? What would the Lord expect of us? Can Jesus bless this behavior? Can Jesus bless this comment out of each one of us? Or will he not bless it? And we're pretty clear on what the answer is just by the sort of barometer in our hearts. But right now we're going to take a call on line one from Mijan. Hey, Mijan, how are you doing? This is Mark.
I'm fine, Mark. The first time I'm listening to your program, and I should say I'm really thrilled. Your message reaches my heart, And I think I'm positive many people are listening to you. And it's, to be quite honest with you, I haven't been to church for a long, long time, but maybe I'll think twice from now on, and maybe I'll go to the church in Oceanside you mentioned.
Well, Ms. Jean, I can tell you, you know, being anywhere in the vicinity of what's called the Lighthouse Christian Church, this place truly is a transformation of people's hearts and souls right before your eyes. It's a church that does the, when we read our Bibles, each church is obligated to set a standard or a set of rules and a precedent that requires us, or I'm sorry, requires them to guide God's, they become shepherds. And Pastor Mike is the pastor, and the elders of the church. There's a gentleman named Tim who, these people, John is another one of the elders in the church, but the folks here are so impassioned by our Lord and so dedicated to the truth through the Word, and then following the Lord's rules and then applying them in a church structure, that I've been studying my Bible, and I was a once upon a time, Mijan, just so you would know, is I actually lived as a person who just tried to do the right thing. I lived by my own rules and standards. I did what I felt was, you know, my own things to please myself, and or I was selfish, but actually was far distant from what kind of man I am today. And the reason why is that I learned that if you're really intelligent in our world, there's a reason for us to keep the standard of our the way we live our lives and what we do. This is a perfect example. Is like there's, if you ever saw the movie Gladiator, Maximus says, "What we do on earth echoes for eternity."
That's right.
And imagine, you know, what we do on earth echoing for eternity. So what is the standard that we should bring ourselves to improve our own selves, to be as skillful as possible in our interactions with others? If we want to do anything to change our world, then we really need to be accurate about how we handle ourselves, because we become a symbol, or, you know, basically it's leading by example, so to speak. But getting back to the Lighthouse Church, this is a church that really, I'll tell you straight up, it's like I said, this is a place where I've been studying the Bible for over 10 years. I've been a changed man because I dropped to the Lord, dropped to my knees in submission to God, because there is a God, and He is powerful, and He will not be ignored, and He will not be denied. And I kind of wrestled against Him and thought I should do things my way. But when I learned that doing things that please our Father, God, were such a joy, and it's not always an easy chore. I mean, you know, there's a long road ahead when you choose to really get involved as a follower of God and a child of God through Scripture. But this place is absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, where God is alive and well. You walk in the door, and you can feel God in the house, and then all of a sudden, you also then are filled with Scripture and truth, and encouraged to, they accept challenge to what type of interpretations and stuff like that. They're wrestling for the truth, and they love God with every piece, every fiber of their being, and that's what type of passion God wants from us. The Bible says He doesn't want someone who's lukewarm. Matter of fact, He'll spit us out. And so it's very encouraging to hear that, Mijan. I know that you're feeling your heart tugged on, but what do you have, being a local person, do you have anything to add about this news that you heard, the SDS drug bust? I mean, what do you think of that, Mijan?
Yes, well, I think that's, very sad development. I travel worldwide doing humanitarian work and teaching people how to also do what is really very, very important, their environment, conservation management, mm-hmm. the critters you talked about.
Yes.
And it's very sad to see that the young generation in San Diego is so blasé, I should say, that they get into these problems, drugs, alcohol, et cetera, because while in other parts of the in our world right now, with the terrible cyclones we've had in Burma, Myanmar, for example, I mean, people, you know, don't have food to eat, and yet, you know, our young generation, I would say using, religious vocabulary, they have really gone astray. I mean, they're lost, and I'm glad this happened because maybe it's wake-up time. And what touched me most, Mark, in tonight's program is that you mentioned the rescue of that baby seal pup that was in distress.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it took Samaritans to rescue that seal pup while we were standing by, and we were calling the authorities, and they were creating all kinds of, giving us all kinds of bogus excuses not to rescue that pup. And it's clear, as you said, that in the Bible, God, we have dominion over animals, but, you know, there's also the big question of stewardship. I mean, I think many people who claim they're Christians, they have not been good stewards at all. I mean, they were destroying, our environment. We think that we have the power, and in fact, we should kill everything that we please. It's easy to destroy. I've always thought, you know, it's very hard. It takes intelligence to keep something alive. You can cut a tree in a matter of seconds. You can shoot someone in less than 1 second and kill a person. But keeping something alive and happy and content is very difficult. It takes a lot of energy, intelligence, and when it comes to wildlife and the preservation of our environment, which unfortunately we're destroying with amazing speed, I think it really, my hooray to the people who took very big risks to go and rescue this small seal pup, which is a small soul, which has a soul,
indeed,
and is a sentient being, and I think God has created us all equal.
Amen. And I, you know, Jean, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and just imagine, you know, our God created the world, and, you know, we as man have become what we consider to be quote-unquote intelligent, and we, how on earth have we possibly forgotten that God gave us this world as a gift? This world is this globe that we live on, and all of the animals and plants and sea life and everything on this planet is a gift from God, and it's a privilege to be living at this time in our world. But how crushing to God when he sees the air turning brown, the sea being polluted, the raping and pillaging of massive proportions of what we do as greedy humans is to waste in such tremendous ways. It's a biblical proportion, and yet, you know, there's all this strife and anguish and famine and all the things that you talk about. You know, when we have finally come to a place where we will, I wouldn't say without thinking twice, because there are people who are trying to do something about it, but in a wasteful society, in an ignorant society that we live in, where we could care less and we just want what we want right now, we're not worried about the next generation or red tape and politics that blocks the right things from happening. If you can't even take a net that was a man-made device off a seal in La Jolla Beach, how on earth can you make a program that gives clean air to a state or a world? I mean, come
absolutely
on. Yeah. So that's where things have really gotten so out of control and so out of hand. But the interesting thing, Michonne, is that, you know, you sound like a woman with a truly called upon spirit. I mean, there's no question in my mind that that your passion that I hear in your voice connected with. See, here's what's interesting. We all have some gift that God's given us. We all have some great passion inside of us that's something that would really be well blessed if we were to carry out our passion. Like, look at Tiger Woods, for instance. Here's a perfect example. This guy knows how to play golf like no man has ever. He's in a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete. Here's a guy who has, you know, pretty much been blessed by God with that gift, and he's gone to use his gift and hone that gift to perfection. Now imagine Tiger Woods, who has such a powerful presence on earth, and how much of an impact he has in so many lives. The interesting question is, why do we not have someone of that caliber, which is now taking a flashlight and shining it into the eyes, the eyeballs of the darkness in this world that you and I see, drug busts, SDSU, youth, they're pretty much, we're watching the youth corrode before our eyes as far as their wholesome and their ethics and standards and morals and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I watched a program the other night where this guy lit a match, and he blew it out. And he said, a woman's honor is like a match. You can only use it once. And it blew me away. Because the thing is, I mean, in our world, whatever happened to, you know, waiting to marriage, to have relations and things of that nature. So, Mijan, you know, to me, I hear a woman who has such a great passion and such a great hunger. And the thing about it is, what makes us able to make a difference in our lives, to have these children in San Diego State University that don't know any better? I mean, they weren't trained. I was a young man, a boat with no rudder, a sailboat with no rudder. And when I got connected with the Bible, that's when I learned the truth, and I was able to go on to guide myself in a proper direction. But I just was like a ship with no rudder in the early part of my life. Now, if people who know enough about our world and really want to make a difference, like yourself, like you said, you're a worldwide traveler, obviously with conservation and things of that nature, there's no question on the planet Earth that is that seal on that beach was God's baby. And think about what I said about Mother's Day. Who did anyone think about the mother seal who had to sit next to that baby seal and watch its child struggle and suffer with a man-made device tightening more and more around its neck every day and waiting for someone to do something, because we're the ones who did it to the seal, so we're the only ones who can do anything about it, and how, you know, painful that would be. But with your passion, I believe that, like you said, is that you may revisit and not going to church. Church is a place to honor our Lord and to worship God and to show Him our love and to be part of what's called the body of Christ, which is, we all have super talent in some way. And when we get together, here's where the big wrap up here is. When we all get together as Christians on any particular issue whatsoever on this planet Earth, there is power of God that cannot and will not be denied. When people get together and unite in God's truth and in His Word and have a purpose that is righteous and just, and you pray together for that to be changed. God says, Jesus Christ in the Bible says, even greater things than I can you do if you only believe. And where two or more are gathered, there I shall be. And so the power, Jesus says in the Bible, you can move mountains.
That's correct.
And Mijan, as you and I both know, if anything's ever going to get done to stop this world from going and basically spiraling into self-destruction, when it's going to take a group of people who have such a passion as you do for conservation, which is, you know, aligned with God's, you know, with the Bible in so many ways. If you love, you know, the sea life and you know, the entire environment we live in, and it's breaking your heart and shattering your heart to watch what's happening to it, then you are God's child. This is God calling you to be more aligned to His Word and His people. Pray together. Get connected to a great church. Encourage, I highly encourage you to take an hour of your life and join, and to go to this Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside and check out what it is. Go spend an hour. I guarantee you, if your heart is open to our Lord, if your heart is hungry for truth, which no question yours is, and anyone else you know, that's why we have this program, is this is designed to have intelligent people who have an awesome heart to help improve their awareness of what's our purpose here. You've been put on this planet for a reason. You have a voice. There's some reason, a thing that you can do. Whatever impact you have in this world is going to be either honoring God or not. Every decision you make either honors God or not. So the question is, why would we, you know, why doesn't the good guys team, God's team, collect together and pray for this lost and dark world? And Jesus and 12 men changed the world forever. So
that's
this,
correct.
Nobody's saying that we, you know, I truly believe that where a seed is planted, the Bible says, where like the faith of a mustard seed. Imagine that little mustard seed turns into this monstrous tree. So I'm super encouraged, Mayshawn. I believe that, you know, it sounds that your heart is super passionate. That's what I'm thinking. So now let's go back to this the seal issue. So you obviously, you know, have some connection to the children's pool in San Diego down there, and your passion for all this. So what do you think God would say about how things got done and what got done in result of the current issues that were taking place down there? How do you think God would, you know, have asked the people who were in charge to handle themselves? And what would he do about the people who did something that was, you know, we don't encourage breaking rules by any means here. But what do you think that God would say to the people who were in management and then the ones who did something about it?
Well, first of all, I don't think that the people who helped free that seal pup really did anything illegal. I mean, they were, first of all, you know, pushed to do so because the authorities wouldn't do anything. So they're very negligent. If anybody's to blame, it's them. And my connection to the children's pool, I live here. I live very close, in fact, to the children's pool. And through my work, conservation work and humanitarian work, the two go together. That's very important. You cannot help animals if you don't help people at the same time. And this is the current conservation plan and implementation in most of the world. We help communities teach them about their environment. They're part of the environment. And if they destroy the environment, in fact, they're destroying themselves.
Well, but my question is, with God watching us all.
Absolutely, and I think God has given us the freedom and the, you know, to act. We have the choice, to the free will, to destroy, or, you know, to create and to preserve, and, you know, we have the free will. You know, to move and act and change things and make things happen. And I think, you know, that this is, he's given us the liberty to, you know, he says, you know, I've given you the intelligence. I've given you the initiative. You have put it to good use. Yeah. I mean, let's even go to further on. I mean, look at our president, John Adams, for whom I have, huge admiration. In his message to posterity, he said, you know, put your freedom to good use.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm doing that. And many, I'm only one little voice. And I thank you, Mark, by the way, you flattered me. I think I'm only one of the many, many passionate people who are, you know, struggling and fighting and I should say, doing their best to educate people and to help make these wonderful changes happen. And talking about miracles, I think it's
Amen.
Really a miracle
Amen.
that, you know, tiny pup, that seal pup, did not drown during the 4 days of its ordeal. Because, you know, I've been studying those seals for a long time together with other scientists in the area. And, you know, usually what happens with gill nets of that size, you know, the pups go underwater, and as they're swimming, they get snagged by rocks,
mm-hmm.
and they drown.
Indeed.
I mean, it's really it's a miracle that that seal pup didn't drown.
Well, and I think that, you know, obviously just by that seal pup going through what it went through, it's brought us together, and God has a purpose for all things, and I'd like to highlight what you said about being a good steward. Because, you know, the main ingredient is God is giving us the ability to honor him in our behavior or not, to revere him in our actions or not, to, as a society, to be basically to be compliant to him or to follow his rules and commands or not. And, you know, that was a situation where stewardship really is such an important thing. And here, you know, the Bible says to be our brother's keeper. I am my brother's keeper. And by the way, Majan, as I'd like to let Jay here, my nephew, come on into, he's got something to say here.
Thank you. You asked her, what God would say, and I just found three scriptures that would maybe relate to, you know, the saving of this seal. And, you know, the two gentlemen who went down on the beach were definitely courageous. And here it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's Joshua 1:9.
Amen.
And, you know, both of these men definitely needed to be courageous because, you know, seals aren't really too small and they might snap at some fingers.
Amen.
And, you know, God was definitely there. They both came off the beach with all fingers and all toes and all arms and all legs.
Amen.
And also, relating to, you know, what kind of troubles these men may be facing from these organizations that are saying that they did wrong. These two scriptures are coming from the Bible Promise book, and the caption is God's protection. And 1 Peter 3:13 says, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good?
Wow.
And
wow.
Both of these men definitely had nothing but good intentions when they went down on this beach just to let this seal free.
Wow.
They risked their own, like I said before, fingers and toes. And also, Psalm 27:11 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Wow.
So, I mean, even if, you know, these gentlemen do face earthly punishment in any way,
mm-hmm.
I think the reward in heaven is going to be far greater than any of us can fathom.
Amen. And that's the focus. And, Majan, I do need to let you know is that we have an hour-long program. We do have only a few minutes left here. So I would like to close up with you, Majan, and just finish up the program here tonight. But I want to let you know that it's been tremendously encouraging to have your phone call here tonight. And I hope that someone out there is listening, has been moved by what are two, three people here that have become connected with super passion. Passion for truth and the right thing. What we say, Majan, on this program, if you're just first tuning in here, is this is a fired up fellowship program. We are, we're not just a bunch of fuddy duds sitting around kind of going through the motions. I mean, this is what's wrong with our world. We are peaceful warriors. This is God talk with a pulse. We don't have sponsors because we want God to give people the tools in their toolboxes to be able to do the right things. And we're super afraid of the dark out here, so we won't stay in the light out here. So we do ask people to get out of their comfort zones, and we hope it's super contagious that knowing that God is the miracle, be a part of a miracle in motion. Why would you not want to be? We're just so thrilled to have been able to connect with you here. And keep in mind, who was the first conservationist?
Noah. Absolutely.
My man was putting them on 2x2.
Absolutely.
So, you know, don't tell me God didn't want anybody touching that seal, because I mean, no, that's my own little spin. But hey, Majan, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna tell you we love you with the love of the Lord, and it's been a pleasure and an honor to speak with you this evening.
It's been a pleasure for me too, Mark, and I have to let you guys know the big news is I spotted that baby seal this morning. He or she, I unfortunately don't know its sex yet, is doing just fine. I could just see the scars from the gill net on one of its small front flippers, but he's doing fine, and Mama's very happy.
Awesome. God bless you, and have a great week.
God bless you too, Mark.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. I'd like to go back now and just, you know, first of all, thank Majan. I mean, you know, God makes a plan in all of our lives, and he puts people together for a reason. And what an encouraging really sort of refreshing personality Majan has, and what a powerful spokesman for the good guys team she is. And thank God for people like her. God, we love your world. We love your people. We love everything that you've given us. And we're here trying on the 11th Hour Ministries to honor what you've given us, to respect what you've given us, to cherish what you've given us, not only through the Word of God and the Bible, but every single thing we do, everything. How much do we take for granted in our lives? And we're here in the 11th Hour Ministries trying to make sure that people are aware, and even ourselves, we have to remind ourselves, this is where God has given us so many blessings, and there's so much to be thankful for what we have, and we just want to hopefully make a contagious transition out of the world that we're in to the people who are so fired up and so thrilled to do the right thing, so hungry that we take this world back from the bad guys team. We can do it. God says easily in the Bible, all we need to do is pray as a united team and get more people on the team than the bad guys have. By far, the ratio doesn't even have to be that great, but it can happen, and that's what we're here for. So once again, you have the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. Mejan, it's www, and anyone else who's listening, www.lightcc.org. You can also email us at the www.11thhourministries.net. So this is KCO Radio. This is the program is called the 11th Hour Ministries. We read our Bible here and just study the mystery of the gospel. What a powerful night. At the 11th Hour, at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, just so you folks know, they do have a format that they follow, and it comes directly from the Bible. And if you have a passion for God to come into your heart, we do ask that you would just be there. Just bring yourself. You don't need to come equipped with anything. You know, when I walked in a church that just saved my life and gave me what it really does, folks, is and talking about Noah being the first conservationist, I thought that was pretty cool. What do you think, Jay?
I think so.
Yeah. The new spirit. God gives you a new spirit, a new life, a new creation, new direction, a new outlook, new awareness, new hope, wholesome. God is awesome. And we're here to share his awesome blessings that he gives us, and even the challenges and struggles. Nothing is by accident in this world. And remember that what we do, this is my, I have to snap up this line from the movie The Gladiator, but it's such a powerful statement. What we do on earth echoes for eternity. What level do we raise the bar for our own selves so that we can, in eternity, know that we gave everything we had in us? Let's get fired up, people. Let's go do something good for God. This is, you know, basically we're looking for a big giant pep rally for God's team to take back the world. It can be done. And when you're looking in your rearview mirror in life, I sure hope you're not looking back and seeing a terrible wake of destruction, which is what I saw in my rearview mirror till I found the Lord. And if you are, you better hurry up and get it to the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. But we ask that you pay it forward here. Pay it forward. That means do the right thing for, you know, just any somebody who comes in your life. God puts people in your life. You want to feel God? Do a random act of kindness to a perfect stranger. That's what we super encourage around here. Look for the event. Look for the situation. Purposely look around in your day, every day, for something that happens in the person around you. You can say a kind word to, do kind gestures. Those are the type of things that the simple love of God, where you can feel his joy and his love, and paying it forward is, you know, when we are selfless instead of selfish is where God is most honored. And we love you here at the Light, at the 11th Hour Ministries. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
AM 1000, KCEO, Vista, San Diego. Independently owned and operated by the Astor Broadcast Group.